Y94 Morning Playhouse.
The number one rule is there are no rules.
Y94.
Check that loser line in just a second here, but they email yesterday somebody on Craigslist, if you can believe that. As much as we make fun of Craigslist on the show and as many weird things we've read off there and laughed at, there's actually somebody I responded to, not because I could help with the service she was looking for, but because I feel like we can help her. But just real quickly, I was looking through the misconnections because, you know, we read those on the show periodically. And there was one that was titled under, you know, basically looking for woman. It said, looking for pregnant lady, woman for woman, West Fargo. I am unsure where I should post this ad at. This is nothing kinky. I just need a little bit of help with a prank. For my husband, him and I are going on our 8th anniversary. I would like to see if I could get a positive pregnancy test from a pregnant lady in Fargo. We would like to keep our romance alive by using humor. Please get back to me if you can. I really just need you to pee on a pregnancy test for me. Thanks, smiley face. So I emailed and I was like, I think that's a really mean joke, but I bet we could find you a pregnant woman to pee on a stick for you. Because that is, if I could tape it, that's hilarious.
If this were 4 months earlier, I totally would have had my own wife do this.
That would have been spectacular. Mm-hmm. We'd have had a pregnant wife at our disposal. So I guess I'm just really kind of putting it out there, because if this lady responds, maybe there's some pregnant women in the Playhouse family that think that's a funny joke for her to play at her husband. I'm just really soliciting for somebody that will give me their pee. So anyway, well, not really me specifically. Give this woman. I actually don't want to have anything to do with it. I just want to kind of put you in touch with this lady if you're interested.
I love how you have to clarify that. Yeah. Like, no, not me. Not me.
No, I don't really want anything to do with the situation. I just think it is funny, and I would like to be a middleman in it and that I connect the two of you. I'm like a pimp for pregnant women in this instance.
For urine.
Yeah, that's really what kind of what I got going on. So the loser line at 701-297-3601 has been created for you to give to people at the bar that maybe you're not that interested in. So that way they'll never bother you, they'll never text you, they will never call you. However, our voicemail is full like every other day.
Yo, what's up, girl? Yo, we met at the club the other night. You looked like you was really feeling me. We should hook up. Call me.
I know you thought that we were a hit. Thought you were so cool when you asked me for my digits. But now your hopes are dashed, 'cause you're just a loser in a radio bit. So you thought we could go out sometime. No, that won't be fine, 'cause you're on the loser line.
You're such a loser.
So you thought we could go out sometime. No, that won't be fine, 'cause you're on the loser line.
You're such a loser.
First unheard message.
Hey, this is I believe this is the ink smudged a little bit. You wrote your number on my my arm here. So this is, if this is Ashley, you know, it was good meeting you, and give me a call back soon. All right, later.
Next message.
Hey, this is Ed. I wanted to call and just see if what's up. I wanted to see if you were still out of town, or, you know, if you want to get together or something. You know what? No, this is stupid. Hold on, I'm gonna re-record this.
Next message.
Hey, so I pulled your number off the account. I don't know if you remember me, but so anyways, I just wanted to see what you're up to. I know it's been a really long time, but would love to just kind of catch up and see what's going on in your life. Just give me a call back at 847. Thanks, bye.
Next message.
Hey, I tried calling and texting a few times, and I haven't heard back from you. So I was just calling to see if you have been getting my text messages or phone calls. You know, it was really nice meeting you the other night, and like I said, it was really nice to get to know you, and I would like to meet up again and, you know, see where things can go. Please give me a call. I want to hear from you. Bye.
Next message.
Hey, it's Mike. We met last week, and I think you are the hottest thing I have ever seen. I want to take you out. Let's do this soon. Call me. This is my number's 62.
End of messages.
So you thought we could go out sometime. No, that won't be fine, 'cause you're on the loser line.
You're such a loser.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Check it out.
Y94.